This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
New South Wales is the only state in the country that does not have a culture and heritage bill. So we've been waiting for a long time in New South Wales for a culture and heritage bill for a number of different reasons. It's upon us now. The government have released a draft bill, and they've also released a consultation paper or dates to get along and have your say. So we're encouraging not only our local Aboriginal land councils, but all Aboriginal people to get along and have your say in relation to what a culture and heritage bill looks like for New South Wales.
When you talk about this bill, does that mean that it can also have a policy in place or an act in place that actually supports people when they're making claim for land rights, land title, native title? What can it actually mean regarding the future of people's possibility of being able to get country back?
Yeah, look, good question. The bill, from through the lens of, I guess, the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, now network, is predominantly about the protection or the destruction of sacred sites in New South Wales. And we're hoping that the bill will go a long way in the protection of some of our sites that have been around for over 40,000 years. We're also hoping that the bill will take into consideration the existing structures that are there, like the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council that's been around for 40 years. Mind you, we're charged with the responsibility for the protection of culture and heritage. So it's a fine line. You know, we're all open to the fact that we live in a society where a lot of development is happening, whether it's mining, whether it's building, whether it's civil engineering. We understand that. We need to be at the table when there's sacred sites that could potentially be destroyed or the protection of our culture and heritage. And I'm hoping that the bill will go a long way in advocating that. The New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council has put a set of principles on the table, and then principles are principles that we will not negotiate or not negotiable, and that's the protection of who we are as Aboriginal people in New South Wales.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot. I mean, obviously there's been a long history of desecration of sacred sites, and there's also been, you know, I guess a really strong push for protection. So when it comes, when you're talking about things like mining and economic development, when it comes to assessment of sacred sites, and will that also include sort of water in regarding sacred sites when it comes to like mound springs or, you know, sacred rock areas and water areas that are, you know, part of people's story?
Yeah, and that's another really good point, an important point, because at the end of the day, it'll be the local communities that have cultural authority that will put these issues on the table. And cultural flows out in our regional areas are going to be vitally important. And I think that's a really good example of what needs to be put on the table for discussion that can be incorporated into the bill for protection for culture and heritage. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a challenge because you've got big business, the big end of town that want to get on with it and do business. What we're saying is, yeah, get on with your business, but don't forget that you've had people in this country before you even arrived in 1788. And we had cultural practices and culture and heritage that's been around for 40,000 years plus. So that has to be respected, and that has to be in some way put on the table at the forefront of any discussions that are going to happen, you know, in New South Wales. We're very clear about what them principles are. We'll stand by them principles. At the end of the day, it'll be the government that will determine what goes into the bill. It's our job to continue the conversations with government, not necessarily agreeing with government, but continue the respectful conversations with government to make sure that we are upholding, you know, the responsibility that comes with being an Aboriginal person in New South Wales.
It's really interesting because I know you've got all of March is booked out for consultations and workshops throughout New South Wales, but I'm also thinking of when you're talking about cultural heritage, and we've just mentioned water, like things like the Cultural Heritage Bill could also be incorporated in something like the Murray-Darling Basin Plan in reference to cultural flow of water. I know there's a lot going on regarding that at the moment, but it's regarding the future of the basin. I mean, I'm talking to people who've lost water in their entire part of the river where they actually were born and grew up, and then there's some places that are probably going to end up in that way as well. So it'd be interesting to see how that Cultural Heritage Bill could also be applied within something like that basin plan.
Absolutely. We've got 121 local Aboriginal land councils in the state of New South Wales. A lot of them communities are river communities, and the river systems has been absolutely desecrated, and they've been saying this for a long, long time. So let's hope that the discussion around water cultural flows is put on the table in a respectful way, and it doesn't, it's not been at the detriment of the river communities. So, you know, we've had Councillor Murray, who's from Wilcannia. We've had Councillor Ann Dennis, who's from Walgett. They've highlighted the fact that these river systems are in urgent need of repair. Let's hope that through this process of the bill that we can address them issues.
What would you like for people out there who are interested in New South Wales? What would you like them to do to get in contact?
Yeah, look, jump on the website, the OEH, jump on their website or the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council website. We've put out media releases to our local Aboriginal land councils, so I'm hoping that local land councils pass that information on to their members, because we've got a strong membership of 20,000+. And we're hoping that Aboriginal people turn up and have your say in relation to culture and heritage in New South Wales.
Great. Well, thank you, Councillor, so much for joining the program. I'll be really interested to see some of the outcomes from this. So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.